Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at GBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 22nd of May. US President Trump has labelled the budget bill currently before Congress a big, beautiful bill. While the alliteration is, of course, to be applauded, having something that is a treble B bill might turn out to be unfortunate at a time when the US credit rating and general fiscal position is being questioned by the markets. Treble B might turn out to be the direction of travel. As of now, the bill has not passed Congress, with last-minute changes still being put in. This makes the precise effect of the bill hard to judge because, of course, legislators have not had time to examine the consequences of what they're planning to do. And so economists cannot be expected to get to grips with the ever-changing nuances of concessions designed to win necessary congressional votes. However, the broad thrust is that this will put the United States on a path to a less sustainable fiscal position, and the tweaks and concessions are not going to change that. The bond market is less than happy with this. Because a large part of the bill is continuing tax cuts that were otherwise due to expire, that element maintains the deficit without offering any stimulus for growth. It's only new fiscal action that changes the growth picture. New cuts to health spending and food aid spending are in new initiatives and will slow growth. Eliminating taxes on tips are new initiatives and should stimulate growth. The long-promised cut in taxes on tips may generate an interesting side effect in that it could potentially push inflation higher than is actually reported. Of itself, this change is an incentive for firms to pay staff less and to encourage tipping. But wages paid to staff are part of the price that consumers pay, recorded in the data. Tips are not captured in consumer price data. So, if tipping takes over from pay, inflation numbers will not be as high as the actual cost of living faced by ordinary US households. There is a cluster of central bank activity today that markets are likely to give some attention to. We get the account of the last ECB meeting. Markets are very comfortable with the idea of the ECB steadily cutting interest rates, so this should confirm the easing stance. Of course, discussions around US trade taxes and their impact on the EU economy are going to be of interest. The Bank of England has three speakers, including Chief Economist Pill, who has already signalled discomfort at the pace of easing in the United Kingdom. While yesterday's UK inflation figures were not unduly alarming, the divided nature of the Bank of England's policy decision-making means that any member of the MPC's comments is going to be of some note. Finally, there are three Fed speakers, including New York Fed President Williams. The Fed is dealing with a mass of uncertainty, and so statements of conviction are not to be expected. But biases within that uncertainty are notable. For data, there's just a raft of business sentiment opinion polls, which are not really worth getting excited about. There's not a strong consensus view on this sort of data. Estimates are tending to be quite scattered, and partisan bias and swings in the news cycle reduce the information content of these numbers. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.